This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. NATO's Secretary General says we are in the midst of the most serious security crisis we've faced since World War II. Russia's invasion of Ukraine has shattered Europe's peace. NATO leaders are meeting in Madrid. President Biden is there. And earlier, he said this.
Transatlantic unity has been and will continue to be the greatest strength in our response to Russia. Transatlantic security. We're standing as one to support Ukraine.
Former President Trump is denying much of the dramatic January 6th committee testimony we heard yesterday from Cassidy Hutchinson, a former White House aide. The AP's Sagar Magani with what she told the panel.
Cassidy Hutchinson was at the Ellipse when the president was set to address backers whom he had been told were armed. He didn't care, ordering the Secret Service to remove metal detectors and, quote, let my people in.
They're not here to hurt me. Take the effing mags away.
After the speech, the president wanted to go to the Capitol. When lead Secret Service agent Robert Engel refused, Hutchinson says a White House official told her the president lunged for his limo steering wheel. Engel grabbed his arm.
Mr. Trump then used his free hand to lunge towards Bobby Engel.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
That account's been disputed. A source tells the AP involved security agents are willing to testify that no agent was assaulted. More than a day after the discovery of 51 dead migrants in a stifling trailer in San Antonio, the identities of few of the victims have been made public. Authorities are facing challenges trying to identify them. The Supreme Court's ruling allowing states to regulate abortion has some abortion providers redirecting patients to states that still allow abortion. A growing number of states are moving to mostly ban it. This is AP News. Are you watching the House January 6th committee hearings? The AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel.
The House January 6th insurrection hearings have been riveting TV fare for many Americans, but some are finding them, well, repelling. See no panel, hear no panel, speak no panel. It's not quite that bad, but it is clear that Fox News Channel viewers are thumbing their collective noses at the January 6th committee's televised hearings. Last week, Fox aired two of them during the day, and relatively few of the network's usual viewers bothered to watch. Nielsen reports Fox averaged 727,000 viewers for those hearings. By comparison, there were 3.09 million who watched on MSNBC and 2.21 million who watched on CNN. That is a big flip-flop from what usually happens during that day part. Nielsen says when hearings are not taking place, Fox routinely has more viewers than the other two networks combined. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.